We're at the bottom of Daf Hei Amud Aleph, quotes the statement of Rav Huna that chuppa kona mikal v'chomer, that maybe chuppa also should be an option for eris in itself. After all, that kesef is eno machlo b'truma, and yet certainly kesef is kona, chuppa that allows an eishes kohen to partake of truma, so certainly that should be used for the kinyan of ishus. Or the Gemara suggests the following: kesef itself is eno gomer, but kesef is kona. Chuppah, which is Gomeres, so Enodin, certainly that should be used for Erisin. And Rav objects and says that no, the Klum Chuppah Gomeres, Ella al Yedei Kedushin. Chuppah always is step two. And therefore, to say that Chuppah is Gomeres, and therefore it should be Kone, so that certainly is not subject to the Kal V'chomer. Chuppah always is considered to be the second stage. In what sense is that true? So we've discussed in our earlier shiurim, clearly the Hagdara, that the kinyan of Yishus is kesef shtar and bia. And at that time, a woman becomes an eishes ish. Even though she is an eishes ish, she remains the base of iha. Chuppah means that there's a transfer, there's a shift, and not as much the kinyan of Yishus, but rather now she's considered to be an eishes ish, who is the base habao. So therefore, you understand very well what Rav is saying, that good, the base habal, but you have to start with an eishes ish. You have to start with the kinyan of ishus. And it's not a kal v'chomer to argue that since at the time of chuppah, whatever chuppah will mean, now she's considered to be the base habal, that should be sufficient in order to create the kinyan of ishus itself. We pointed out that you see this from the whole parsha of Hafaris Nedarim, the Mishnah Nedarim Andav, Samach Vav Mabez, the Gemara Andav, Samach Zayin, that the Torah tells us in Parshas Matos that the different tiers of hafara, a single young girl, the av is made for the neder. That we understand. Im heini avia osa. Im hayosi yadish, oh, then there is the shutfis. Im beis ishanadara, all of a sudden now hafara is the exclusive right of the Baal. What exactly is the difference between step two and step three? Im hayosi yeh is erisin. Oh, that's the Gemara we had on Daf Hei Amud Aleph at the top, that Makish Havaya Liyatsiya, B'holcha V'haysa Liyish Acher. That is a reference to the Kinyan Elv. Si'im Hayosi Aliyish. So that's clear. That's a reference to Erisin. We'll have to discuss later today, but we discussed this in the past as well, that even though the Sugi Yavama says many deos about Mamzerus, the Gemara has Yavama's Daf Memtes, Hakom modim bebal anida she'ein havad mamzer. There is no shita, even though there are five shitas in Tanaim regarding mamzerus, there is no shita whatsoever that says that as a result of this anida, vlad is considered to be a mamzer. Where do you see that's true? It's a chiyuv kares. Where do you see that's true? Oh, a pasuk. Usihi nidasa alav. No, Yavama's Daf Mentes. Usihi nidasa alav. That's such a chiddush, no? What exactly does it mean? When it speaks about midah, it uses the phrase usihi. We know what sihi means. Sihi means tfisas kedushin. V'holcha v'haysa liish acher. Im hayo sihi eliish. Tfisas kedushin. So that means everyone agrees that there's tfisas kedushin v'nida. And if there is tfisas kedushin, the vlad certainly is not considered to be a mamzer. It's such a fascinating drasha, no? Poshub shakna, what the posuk is, usihi nidasa alav, anidas an avhatum. If a person comes in contact with an avatuma, there's a residual tuma, no? After all, it rubs off from an av to a risham. What about Rachman Litzlan? A person is boel nida. That's just a residual tuma, which notches down. No, that's what the pasuk says. Usihi nida sa alav, that the boel has the status of a nida, meaning it's an avatuma and it's a tuma shiva. That's Poshub Shat in the Pasuk. No, Usihi Nida Sa'alav. It's as though the status of Nida now is placed on him. But the Gemara says that why does the Pasuk use the Usihi? Usihi. Sihi means Ishus. Oh, to tell you that there is Tvisas Kedushin when it comes to Nidas. That's something which is stunning. No, because that's Ishus. V'holcha V'haysa Lishacher. And if the Torah is trying to describe Chuppah, Nisuin, Step 2, so therefore that's Beis Ishanadara. Beis Uzuishto. Wow. So Beis Uzuishto is a reference to Nisuin. That's what Nisuin is. and Eishes Ishu is considered to be Bebeis Habal. And that's the sugya in Yuman Daf Yud Gimel. It's necessary for the Kohen Gadol to be married on Yom Kippur, V'chiper Vado Vad Beis O Beis O Zuishto. Explicit in that Gemara, Yuman Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, that Erisin is not enough. Nisun is necessary to meet that requirement of V'chiper Vado Vad Beis O. We saw Rashi, Daf Yud Amud Beis, no? But Rashi writes that there are two parshios that an Eishes Kohen is able to eat truma, or perhaps other matnos kahuna as well. When it comes to Parshas Emor, the Torah says kinyan kaspo. Kinyan kaspo is kinyan kaspo. That's erisin. But in Parshas Korach, Rashi writes, there the posuk says that kol tohor beveischa. If you're part of the bayis of the Kohen, Rashi writes, that's not erisin. Being part of the bayis of the Kohen is a reference to nisuin. And that was the Or Sameach, the Cheshtrumas Vav Gimel, where Sameach writes, wow, Parshas Emor is erisin. But Parshas Emor only talks about Truma. Parshas Korach, that says Kol Torah Beveischa, mentions other matnosku as well. Wow. Chaz V'Shok. Oh, so a Chiddush or a Sameach suggests, based on Yerushalmi, for Shar Matnas Kahuna, you require Nisuin. For Truma, Arusa Bas Yisrael Chalas V'Truma. Where is that Gemara? Arusa Bas Yisrael Chalas V'Truma? Kiddush in Hayim and Aleph. No? The next lines of the Gemara. For Truma, Erisin is considered to be sufficient because Kinyan Kaspo. So in all of these cases, clear that the Kinyan of Ishus, right, is Kesu Shtarubiyo. The reality of an Eishes Ishu is the Beis Habal that is accomplished al Yedei Nisuin. So therefore, Rava says, understand that how can you speak about Chuppah without the Kinyan, without the Kinyan of Ishus? Klum Chuppah Gomeres Ela al Yedei Kedushin. Once you're an Eishes Ish, we can start to discuss step two. Are you an Eishes Ish Beveis Avia, or an Eishes Ish is considered to be Beveis Abao? And during the course of the Shiurim, we had fundamental differences. Now, we pointed out to that Chiddush of Reb Chaim, Perek Dalet of Hilchos Yibum, that Eidos Lekiyum HaDavar is a function of Das Davar Sheva Erva. And Das Davar Sheva Erva is only necessary when it comes to Erisin, and not when it comes to Nisuin. Because Erisin is the Kinyan of Ishus. And therefore, Yibum no, or Chalitza no, and therefore striking. You look in the Rambam, Perek Yud of Hilchos Ishus, where the Rambam describes all the details of Nisuin, and guess what? The Rambam never mentions that there's any need for Eidin. Because even though Nisuin is a Chalos Davar Sheva Erva, but it doesn't require the Das Davar Sheva Erva of a Kinyan, Isha Niknis is Keser Shtarim Bia, and therefore the Rambam does not have Eide Nisuin. Eidim for Erisin, Eide Kedushin, yes, but not Eide Nisuin. That was Ha'ara of the Marcheshes, right, in Chelek Beis and Simon Aleph, that according to the Rambam Shita, you don't need Eidus Lekim Adavar when it comes to cases of Nisuin. Tosus writes a Chiddush, and Kedushin Daf Yudam and Aleph, Tosus says, you know, we know Keser Shtar Ubiya. Is Bia Tchilas Bia, or is Bia Gmar Bia? How would you define? We just discussed that. Now we're talking about Ifas Tovar, Nibum, no? Tchilas Bia. Sov Bia. B'chol HaTorah Kula, Bia is defined as Tchilas Bia, no? We even mentioned yesterday a great Kiddush. That's even true when it comes to Yibum. Even though one would have thought that when it comes to Yibum, the purpose is the Hakim Sheim La'achiv Hameis, you know what? One would have thought that that requires a Gemara Bia. No, Yibum is Tchilas Bia. Akrei Kach, yesterday, the Tosus, Yivam Aschaf Mabeis, if the allowance for Yibum is Esed O'Chalosa, say, all you're going to allow is Tchilas Bia and nothing more. And nothing more. What about when it comes to Erisin? Kesu Sharam Bia. What about when it comes to Erisin? No. I would have said Tchilas Bia. You know? So if I would suggest that, guess what? It's against the Gemara. And Daf Yud Amud Aleph. Because the Gemara says, no. A Meimer says, Mishmei Derava, Ko Haboel, Dato Al Gemara Bia. Dato Al Gemara Bia. Oh, guess what? You know, that's not really against what I would have suggested. It is, but it's really not, no? Yeah, the starting point is that Tchilas Bia is a Ma'aseh Bia. Yeah, but Erisin requires Das. Das for the Kinyan. And that's the Chiddush that Rava says, that you know what? Even though we would have thought that Tchilas Bia is good enough for Erisin, yeah, but it all depends on the Das of. And guess what? Kol HaBoel, Da'ato Al Gmarabia. Da'ato Al Gmarabia. So, you know, Enoch Inami, if you're dealing with Rachman al-Islam, Arayos, you're dealing with Isurei Bia, who cares about your Das? No? So, Tchilas Bia already is enough to violate the Sur Torah. Yibum doesn't require Das. So, Tchilas Bia is enough for Yavam Yavaleh. But Erisin, it requires Das. So, Rava says that when the Kinyan is being done, Ayyadei Bia, Dato Al Gmar Bia. It didn't mean a minimal act of, but it meant something much more significant. Dato Mar Bia. So Tosa says an incredible Chiddush. No? Tosa says, Yidam Anav, Dermasu Kol HaBoel. If it's a function of Das, ooh, guess what? Maybe one could distinguish, Tosa says, Rabbi Nisim Gon, between Erisin and Nisun. Erisin and Nisun. That Erisin, it requires Das, Dato Al Gmar Bia. But the possibility of Bia being used for Nisuin, Tchilas Bia. Tchilas Bia. Wow. That's Mefurish in the Rambam. And when it comes to Erisin, Dato Al Gmar Bia, but Nisuin that doesn't require Das Dover Sheberva, Tchilas Bia is considered to be sufficient. That's an important Chiddush, no? So one halacha is Eris Lakim Adavar. Another halacha is the Chiddush of Tosus and Dafyud, which is the sheet of the Rambam as well. I'll tell you, Chiddush Rav Soloveitchik once pointed out. You know, when you look in the sugya later in Kedushin Dafyud Tes, Ksuvas Daf Nun Vav, you know, the Gemara speaks about a tnai. Imagine that this guy wants to go ahead and marry his woman, but he doesn't want any responsibilities of Ishus. No? Hareat mukudeshesli, amanach she'ein lachalai shirk susolam. Wow, you know? It's like, you know, you can make such a tenai. I want the privilege of Yishus without the responsibility. Without the responsibility of Yishus. Good? So in such a case, Rav Meir that realized that, you know what? That tenai is invalid. And you know what invalid means? We've discussed this now. It means you're married with the chiv of shirk susolam. It doesn't mean go home, no? Go home by yourself. It means, no, you're married, but you know what? You're chayiv. The mice is kaim, and the tanai is batal, such a chiddush. That's that long tosis. No, ksuvas daf nun vav manav. A long tosis. Why not just simply assume nonsense? No, we don't assume nonsense. We assume you're married, the mice is kaim, and the tanai is batal. Haret mukadeshusli, amanah shein lachalai, shir ksuzon. I'll tell you just a simple kasha, but maybe a stunning ha'ara. When is shir ksuzon achal? When is Shir Ksus Onachal? I remember the first year of the year, no? We talked about differences between Erisin and Nisuin, no? Shir Ksus Va'ona after Erisin? After Erisin? Those are dependent on Nisuin, no? Those are dependent on Nisuin. Shir Ksus Va'ona is dependent on Nisuin. Nisuin. You know, the Mishnah tells us, we'll see, no? Ksulas Daf Beis. If a guy did Erisin, and he's dragging his feet, and dragging his feet, and dragging his feet, and a year passes, and he's still not doing anything. You know, sometimes the Chacham will say, you're chayiv now in mizonos, because Erisin is not the trigger. No, the trigger is Nisuin. So isn't it a very unusual issue that this guy wants to make a tnai regarding shirksus va'ona, and haret mukudeshesli? The tnai is b'shas Erisin. These are not chiyuvim that exist b'shas Erisin. These are chiyuvim from the kikin b'shas nisuin. No? So, okay, maybe that's exactly the chiddush. No, that tanai is dealing with the das dover sheberva. The das dover sheberva, which is al tanai. Sometimes you can have absolute das, sometimes you have conditional das. Erisin requires das. Nisuin is just the ishus ishu now is Bebeis abal. So any tnai that you're going to be making, even if, right, it is something that comes to fruition at the time of the Nisuin, that was the Chiddush Rav Soloveitchik suggested that, yeah, but the tnai has to be expressed at the time of the Kinyan, at the time of the Ishus. You don't have a tnai when it comes to cases of Nisuin, not Nisuin al tonight. You know, Tosus, the very beginning of Maseches Ksuvos. You know, how does the Masechta begin? Habasulanises. Habasulanises. So Tosus just makes a simple comment. Now, why doesn't the Mishnah say no sinas habsula? Why does it say Habasulanises? So Tosus says, because if we'd say no sinas habsula, maybe we'd think that Nisuin can be Balkarcha. So that's why the Mishnah says Basulanises, to tell you that, you know what, that she has to agree. She has to agree. So on that Tosus, in the back of the Gemara, the Chachma Shlomo writes, because the conveyance of Das for Yishus is B'shas Erisin. B'shas Erisin. So she already gave her Das to be an Eishas Ish. Now it's just a question, is she an Eishas Ish who is B'beis Abal, or an Eishas Ish who is still B'beis Avia? Maybe one could argue that that doesn't require Das, that simply is a reflection of where is it that, is she in her husband's house? Is she in her father's house? So that the Marshal points out, that's the Chiddush, no? That since Kfar Niskadsha, and she already expressed the Das of Ishus, the Das of Dover Sheba Erva, maybe one could think that, you know what, that Enochinami, that's true, that Nisuan could be Balkarcha. So now, you don't require formal Das, but you can't drag to the chuppah, no? Even if, indeed, the Erisin was done. And Rav Eshek one pointed out that he thought, this is a dion in Yeridin, Shimon Beis, Shlichus. Does Shlichus work when it comes to Erisin? Shlichus works when it comes to Erisin, no? Nemalef, Yishmakadish, Bob, Shlucho. Is there Shlichus when it comes to Nisun? You know, that's where the Dogam of Noda B'Yudah writes that since the Mordechai writes the Badekin is the Nisuin, so therefore the Noda B'Yudah writes the Chasson should do the Badekin or his Shliach. Rav Soloveitchik once pointed out if the Yisod is true, that the Chasson should do the Badekin because that's the Nisuin, maybe Shlichus does not even work. Shlichus works when it comes to, you know, like a Das, a Chalos. Here you're dealing with just simply an Eishas Ish is the base. Habal, so there's no shlichus when it comes to that, no tnai when it comes to that, no it is the kiyum when it comes to that. There we don't say dato al gemrabia. Not realize that that's what nisuin is. The reality of an eishas ishu is beveis habal, and therefore poshub shat. Now in the sugya dafe, that how can you envision chuppah without the kinyan of Ishus. So clearly, chuppah, the nisuin is the next step, step two. What is chuppah? So I understand, chuppah is the recognition, the reality, right? Bebeis, habal. Exactly, when does that occur? So maybe surprisingly, maybe not so surprisingly, it's really unclear. You know, when I ask you, what is the kinyan of Ishus? That's razor sharp, no? Psukim, droshos, kesef, shtar, bia. That's the kinyan. How can a kinyan be unclear? How can a kinyan be ambiguous? But when I say, guess what, that this is a transfer, and the woman who is considered to be, bebeis, when exactly do we argue, now she is bebeis habim? Now she's considered to be bebeis habal. Oh, so let's start with the Rambam sheet. So the Rambam, right, Perek Yudef HaChasishos. Halach Aleph, Halach HaBeis, the Rambam writes, guess what? When we speak about chuppah and we speak about nisuin, you know what it means? It means yichud. Yichud. That is a knisa de rishus. Now she's an eishas ish who is bebe sabal. And the Rambam writes, v'hu hanikra nisuin b'chamakom. And that's what nisuin is. Nisuin is yichud. Chiddush number one of the Rambam. The knisa de rishus means yichud. When they seclude themselves, yeah, that is considered to be nisuin, okay? Halacha Beis. The Rambam adds another requirement, or maybe one could have distinguished. The Rambam writes, and v'hu shetiyah roi labia. Yichud doesn't just mean seclusion. It has to be yichud haroi labia. Yichud haroi labia. So the Rambam writes, that's the definition of nisuin. It means Yichud Haroi Leviyah. Wow. And then the Rambam adds his Chiddush. What happens in Haisa Nida? Let's assume, for example, this was a Chupas Nida. So guess what? That Harehi Karusa Dayin. Right? That's not real Nisuin. Nisuin means Yichud Haroi Leviyah. And that's impossible when it comes to Ishto Nida. We just pointed out, Yivamos Mentes, you can have Kiddushin Benida, Haret Mukadeshesli. But Nisuin. The definition of Nisuin is Yichud Haroi Leviyah. That cannot be accomplished when it comes to Nida. And therefore, guess what? The Rambam writes, you don't have Chuppah, you don't have Nisuin when it comes to the case of Nida. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam. That Aknis the Rishus is Yichud, But what type of Yichud? Yichud Harei Leviyah. And without that, wow. Harei Karusa Adayim. Wow, that's an important Chiddush. There is a Ran, Aleph and Aleph and Daf Erif, Meseches Ksuvis, where the Ran goes a step further. The Ran quotes the Baal Eter, and this is also Mefurish in the Rambam. There the Baal Eter writes the following, that ein machnisno salachopa ad shiichtov ksuva. Ad shiichtov ksuva. A ksuva is necessary. A ksuva is necessary. Yeah, there's a marriage contract. So of course you get married. You have to have a contract. You have to have a document. You have to have a ksuva. Lo tibanos hefker. That's the Rambam here in Perek Yud Halacha Zayin of Hilchos Ishus. What exactly does that mean? That before Yichud, you have to have a ksuva. You have to have a ksuva. So, where does that come from exactly? Where does that come from? Oh, so Magid Mishnah points out, and that Rambam, Yud Zayin. The Magid Mishnah points out, and that Rambam. That's exactly the Shita. The definition, wow, of Nisuin is Yichud Haroi Leviyah. Yichud Haroi Leviyah. If you're dealing, for example, with Nida, Midaraisa, that's not Yichud Haroi Leviyah. Is this Sirkareis? What about Ksuva? Wow. You know what? If you don't have a Ksuva, a Kala B'li Ksuva is Asur Labal. Oh, so the Magid Mishnah writes, guess what? On a level of Derabanan, Ksuva is part of the requirement of Chuppah Harayi Leviyah. Chuppah means Yichud Harayi Leviyah. Obviously, Midaraisa, a Chuppas Nid is not a Chuppah Harayi Leviyah. But the Magid Mishnah writes, Shlo Yechzar Dover Afilu Midivrayim. Harayi Leviyah would mean all the requirements Derabanan as well. So what do you need Midaraisa to have Yichud, which is Harayi Leviyah? Well, number one, she has to be Torah. She cannot be Anita, that's true. What about Drabanan? What about Drabanan? Oh, so I'll tell you a couple more requirements. No? Requirement number one, Aksuva. Okay. So the Rambam writes that if the Aksuva is not yet drafted, that cannot be called Midrabanan. Yichud Haroi Leviyah. Wow. And I'll take another Maramakam. Now this is, whoa. The Ran in Psachim Adav Dalit and Dab Erif. When you look in the Rambam there, in Perigidah v'chazisha salach ha-gimel, this is not clear. When do you recite Birchas Erisin? And when do you recite Birchas Nisan? Not so obvious, no? Not so obvious. Is Birchas Erisin before Erisin or is it after Erisin? That we discussed earlier, you know? That, the Rambam Shita, there's a mitzvah of Erisin. And Berchas Erisin is a Berchas HaMitzvah, so of course it's over Lasiyasa. What about Berchas Nisun? What about Berchas Nisun? Is that before Nisun, or is that after Nisun? So that's Evi Machlokes. The Shita of the Baal Yatosus is Berchas Nisun is after the Nisun. And the Shita of the Rambam, Perigot Halacha Gimel, is that Birchas Nisun is Shavu Brachas or before the Nisun. And you know what? I'll tell you, that's pretty cool, no? Because there's Machlokas, whether it's Ovel Asiyas or Achla Asiyas. But what is Nisun? What is Nisun? Whoa. The Rambam writes Nisun is Yichud. And the Shita, the Bali Atosis, Ebenezer Nunhei, is the Knis, the Rishus, is standing under the chuppah. Standing under the chuppah. So that's like a twofold machlokas, the Rambam Atosis. What's the best time to say Berachas Nisuin, and what is Nisuin? No? So you know what? That fits in very nicely, no? So we recite the Shavar Brachas at the very end of the chuppah. Guess what? It's La'achar Asiyas according to Tosus, because chuppah is standing under the chuppah, that's Nisuin. And it's over La'asiyas of the Rambam Shita, because chuppah Nisuin is Yichud. So you always make sure at the very end of the chuppah, that's when we say the Shavar Brachas. Wow, it accommodates all the Shitas for opposite reasons, no? It's La'achar Asiyas according to Tosus, and it's over La'asiyas according to the Rambam. Wow, that's pretty heavy, no? So I'll just tell you the following ha'ara. No, it'll shock you. No. And where did the Rambam get this from? That the Birchas Nisuin should be over La'asiyasa. So you know what the Ran writes in Pesachim and Avdalit? The Ran writes the following. Because the Rambam's definition of Nisuin is Yichud Harayi Labiya. What does Yichud Harayi Labiya mean? Well, number one, she has to be Muteris. If it's a Nida, that's not Chub Rabiya. Well, number two, is you have to have a ksuva. Because without a ksuva, there's an iser. No? Ooh, the Ran writes number three. Kala below bracha. Kala below bracha. Asur labala kenida. So you know why the Rambam insists on Birchas Nisuin before Nisuin? Because the Rambam's definition of Nisuin is Yichud Harayi Labiya. And Yichud Harayi Labiya midrabanan requires a ksuva and requires Birchas Nisuin. So all of that is the Rambam Shita. That's what the Ran adds. The Magmishna adds, that's why I need a ksuva. Because midrabanan, Ishus requires a ksuva. And therefore, without a ksuva, it's not called Yichud Harayi Labiya. And the Ran writes, that's why the Rambam writes, Birchas Nisuin has to be before Nisuin. Because having Nisuin without the Birchas Nisuin, very meduyah, Kala b'racha sul bala kenida, meaning that's not called a Yichud Harayi Labiya. Wow, that's a stunning finish, no? Yichud Harayi Labiya Midaraisa means she's muteris. And midrabanan, guess what? It's not just a halacha drabban yidiksu. But that is what makes the Yichud into Yichud Harayi Labiya. The same thing when it comes to a case of a bracha. That's pretty heavy. That's pretty heavy, no? Because I'll tell you, one could disagree. And this is the sheet of the Ran. The Ran, when the Ran quotes the sheet of Ksuvas Aleph and Aleph, in the Dap Erev, Dermaskal O, the Ran writes the following. Yichud is Nisuin. When we say Chuppah, you know what that means? Yichud, Yichud, Yichud. Does that mean that you need a ksuva? Does that mean you need a ksuva? So the Ran writes the following chiddush. That, no. If you don't have a ksuva, that's true. That Chazal said that there's an iser bia. You can't have the privileges, so to speak, of Nisuin without a ksuva that you're going to take care and you're going to support your wife. So there's an iser of bia b'li ksuv, that certainly is true. But you know what the Ran writes? But there's no iser of yichud b'li ksuva. There's no iser of yichud b'li ksuva. Wow. That's what the Ran writes mufurish. Daf Aleph and Daf Dap Erev. That without a ksuva, there is no iser yichud. There is no iser yichud. So therefore, the Ran writes the following chiddush. That's a fascinating issue. Take a look in Ebenezer, in Siman Samachov. There, the Machaber writes the following: Oser lihisyached im hakala kodem shichtov l'ksuva. Without the ksuva, that's it. Everything is asa. Everything is asa. Yichud is asa. And the Ramah quotes this Ran, the Yesh Mekilin, that there's no Isra of Yichud without Ksuva. Mutarin the Hisyached below Ksuva, Ubavad Shalo Yivo. There's Nisr Bia below Ksuva. But there is no Isra of Yichud b'loksu. So the Ran writes a twofold chiddush. Without ksuva, there's nisr bia, but there is no nisr yichud. And the Ran now writes the following chiddush. When I say that nisuin means yichud, it just means yichud. Not yichud harei labia. Just yichud, yichud. So the Ran Shita, wow. The Ran Shita is, even without ksuva, you can still have chuppah. You can still have chuppah. Because there's no iser yichud without a ksuva. And the definition of chuppah is yichud. Is yichud. Yichud dehetera. Permitted yichud. Permitted yichud. If you're dealing with ishto nida, then there's an iser of yichud. But if you're dealing with ishto b'li ksuva, there's no iser of yichud. There's just an iser of bia, chiddush number one. And if there is no iser of yichud, you can have nisuin. Because nisuin, even according to this shita, can be yichud. She is an eshes ish b'vei sabal. Even without arguing, it has to be yichud harei labia. No? So that's a very different than the Rambam Shita. The Rambam Shita, the definition of Nisuin is Yichad Harei Labia. The Ran writes, he thinks, even if you adopt the Shita, the definition of Nisuin is Yichud, it just means Yichud which is permitted. Yichud de Hetera. But it doesn't have to be Harei Labia. Do you ever have a Yichud de Hetera that's not Harei Labia? Balik Suva. That's the Kiddush the Ran writes. And Aleph and Aleph, Adab Erev. And therefore, disagrees with the Rambam. But the Rambam, l'shitaseh, that requires yichud harei labia, and without ksuva or bracha, there's an iser abia. That's why the Rambam writes that yichud harei labia means midaraisa she's muteres, and midrabanan, that there's a ksuva, and that there's brichas nisuin. Well, that's pretty heavy, no? That's the Rambam sheet. That's the Rambam sheet. Wow. So, the definition of Nisuin according to the Ram is Yichud Harei Labia, a modification of the Ram that even if you assume it's Yichud, it doesn't have to be Harei Labia. And then the Ram continues and writes, wait a second. Yichud Harei Labia? Is that really true that that's the definition of Nisuin? Yichud Harei Labia? The Ran writes that is against the sugi Yavamos and Daf Nun Zayin that you saw. The Ran Aleph and Aleph and Daf Yerif Maseches Ksuvos that is against the sugi Yavamos and Daf Nun Zayin Odeis. See, why is this Ran there in Ksuvos Daf Aleph? That's where the Gemara says I just mentioned before. You know what? There's Erusin. There's an expectation that you're supposed to go ahead and get married in a reasonable window of time. And the guy is dragging his feet. He doesn't do nisuin. The chachamim are going to start imposing. Ocheles mishalo. But you know what? That you have to start supporting her. And chiddush, no? Even ocheles patruma. Okay. We'll have to talk about that. Chiddush in Hamad Aleph. Okay. What happens if the husband says, wait a second, you're faulting me for not going through with Nisuin. Right here and now, she is Anita. Right here and now, she is Anita. Oh, the Gemara says, if that's the case, okay, then all right, you bought yourself another week. No? Then, okay, fine. Why is that true? Why is that true that we don't slap a chiyuv of mizonos if the response is that, what do you mean? That ishto nida. So the Rambam writes is because he can't do the impossible. You're faulting him for not doing Nisuin. You can't have Nisuin. Because the definition of Nisuin is Yichud Harei Labia. And you cannot have Yichud Harei Labia. So how can you be kones the Baal for doing that which is impossible? So the Ram takes issue. Impossible. What happens if you would say, she's very ill. She's ill. She's in the hospital. The Gemara is also clear. That's a good reason for not marrying today. She's ill. Okay, wait another week till she recuperates. What, there's an Isser of Nisuin if she's not well? It means that that's a legitimate delay. It's a legitimate delay. It's not desirable to have Nisuin when Chala Ishto. So the Ran writes that's exactly true of Nida as well. That the Baal has an excuse. It's reasonable that he is not doing Nisuin right now. It's reasonable that he wants to wait, but it's not impossible. Oh, the Ran writes the same thing when it comes to Nida. Because the definition of Nisuin is not Yichal Harei Leviyah. And the Gemara is not arguing that Nisuin is impossible. It's just that Nisuin is not desirable, and therefore we're not going to be konisu. That's the fundamental machlokas, the Rambam and the Ran, how to read that Gemara, Ksubas and Abeis. We're not konis the Baal if she is Anita. The Rambam writes, because you cannot have Nisuin. And the Ran writes, no, because you're justified in not going through with Nisuin right now. You're justified in waiting until. But the Rambam Shita, is that a matter of good excuse, bad excuse? You can't have. The definition of Nisan is Yichal Harei Leviyah. So the Ran writes, what in the world? That's against the Gemara. No? The Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Nun Zayin and Odeis, Yesh Chupa Lepsulos. Yesh Chupa Lepsulos. The Ran writes, black and white. Yesh Chupa Lepsulos. You know what those words mean? There is chuppah, there is nisuin, even for a woman who's forbidden to you. Yesh chuppah lepsulos. How can the Gemara suggest yesh chuppah lepsulos if the definition of chuppah is yichon harai lebiya? By essence, by definition. If she is psula lebal, so it is not a yichon harai lebiya. So how can the Gemara say yesh chuppah lepsulos? How can that possibly be? Well, that's the kasha of the Ran. The Rambam even quotes this lahalacha. Where is this? In Hilchos Trumos. Perek Zayin Halacha Chaf Aleph. Perek Zayin Halacha Chaf Aleph. The Rambam quotes this. Now, let's assume, for example, you have a bus going. A bus going who's an amana. We learned Daf Dalet, now. Zera Ema, she can go ahead and, once again, eat truma. No? Nisar sila kohen gadol. This bus going, who is an amana, married a Kohen Gadol. Erisin. Guess what? She does not eat shrimp. Why not? What exactly is the problem? Exactly. Ooh, the problem is something called Mishtameres Lebiya Psula. Now, she is now awaiting, she is set up for, right, an illicit relationship. An illicit ma'isabiyah, Kohen Gadol amana. So she cannot eat shrimp. So you have a bas kohen, who is an amana, okay. Nisar sila Kohen Gadol, okay. Let's just make this more complicated now. Guess what? That marriage is broken. Nis amla or nis garsha? No? That's the Rambam. Nis amla or nis garsha min ha'erisin. She can't eat truma right here and now because she's awaiting a biya psula. Let's assume, for example, that marriage is severed. Or let's say it's a bas kohen is a grusha who has erisin to a kohen hedya. Now, again, she's awaiting a biya psula. Let's say, you know what, that marriage is dissolved. The guy dies, there's a get. Ooh, the Rambam writes, chazru lehechsheran v'ocheles. So she can now eat truma. She's a bas kohen. She's entitled to eat truma. She was mishtameres lebiya psula, so she can't eat truma. Well, now that the relationship is gone, nis armlo nis garsha, she can go ahead and eat truma. So the Rambam writes, chazra lehechsher and v'ocheles. She's back to her original status, and that is that the Bas Kohen, who is an Amon or a Grusha, guess what? She can go ahead and eat Truma. Good? Then the Rambam just adds the following. However, if this was Min HaNisuin, guess what? She can no longer eat Truma. If this was just Erisin, and that second marriage was broken after Erisin, Chazru Lehechsher HaRishon. However, the Rambam writes, Min HaNisuin, she is no longer able to eat Truma. She's no longer able to eat Truma. So take a look at Radvaz. Radvaz writes, Nichnas Alechupa, she is not allowed to eat Truma any longer. Radvaz writes the following. But the Rambam just says, Nisuin. So the Radvaz writes, that means, Nichnas Alechupa, Af Al Pi Shelo Nivala. See, if it's Nivala, you know what that's called? Nivala Pasala. Nivala Pasala, she can't eat Truma. Oh, we have that in Tosis Nagalim Aleph, no? Nivala Pasala, she can't eat Truma. No, Aval Pishalo Nivala. Nichta Salachupa is enough that she's disqualified from eating Truma. Why? She wasn't Nivala Pasala. All she had was Nisuin. But there was no Nivala Pasala. Because yesh chuppa lepsulos. Yesh chuppa lepsulos. Guess what? Even if it's not nivel lepasula, but the chuppa itself, the nisuin itself is meaningful. Because there is tfisas nisuin bipsula, there's tfisas nisuin between an amana lekohen gadol and a grusha lekohen edya. And if there's nisuin, guess what? Yesh chuppa lepsulos, and she is disqualified from ever eating truma. Wow. So a sugni of amos afdun zayin yesh chuppa lepsulos, and they're on paskin silchos trumas per example chabalah yesh chuppa lepsulos. So the Ran writes, what in the world? No, you know this is like a fascinating deal. Yeah, but if you all like the Rambam, that the definition of nisuin is yichad aray ladia, there is no nisuin. There is no Nisuin. What exactly did they do? No, they secluded themselves. But Al Pidin, that's not Nisuin. What do you mean? Is there Nisuin with an Isha Psula? No? Is there any effect of the Nisuin if the woman is forbidden to you? There is no Nisuin. Look, if Nisuin is standing under the chuppah, so guess what? I stood under the chuppah, l'shem Nisuin, and the woman was forbidden. Okay, I understand. But if you're telling me the definition of Nisun is Yichad Harai Labiya, Aman Lakoin Gadol, Grush Lakoin Edya, is not Yichad Harai Labiya. So that's the Ran's Kasha, no? How can the Ram suggest that that's the definition of when Yesh Chuppah Lepsulos? Wow. You know, I'll give you another example. We discussed Beis Uishta, Yuma Daf Yud Gimel, that the Kohen Gadol has to be married. The Kohen Gadol has to be married. And Mefurish and Gemara, V'chi Bravad Abesu is Nisuin. Nisuin. Okay. What happens then if the wife of the Kohen Gadol will die in Yom Kippur? This Kohen Gadol is not able to go in to do the Avodah. So Tosus and Yumadaf, you give them what they is, quotes the Rishami, that's not impossible, because Kon Sab Yom HaKippurim. So let the Kohen Gadol get married on Yom Kippur. If that can't happen, okay. But that's an option. Kon Sab Yom HaKippurim, Yerushalmi. Kon Sab Yom HaKippurim. I don't tell me, what do you mean? There's the Mishnah Maseches Beit Daf Lamed Vav. You can't get married on Shabbos. You can't get married on Yantiv. You don't even get married on Chol HaMoed. Okay. You're not getting married on Shabbos, Yantiv. You know what? That's an Issur D'Rabbanan.
And b'chi ha'gavna, like in Shavus b'mikdash. So get married on Yom Kippur.
Yeah, but this is the kash of the Nesivis. Nesivis is sefer and Maseches Ksuvos, Beis Yaakov, Beis Or Aleph. Wait, the Rambam Shita is Nisun, is Yichon Arei Leviya. It's not a matter of, are you allowed to, are you not allowed to? Is it desirous, is it not desirous? Is it appropriate, not appropriate? It's impossible. It's impossible. No? The Rambam writes the definition of Yisun is Yichon Arei Leviya. And the Rambam Shita is that Tashmish Amita is Nisa Daraisa on Yom Kippur. No? The Rambam Shita is Shari Nuim is forbidden min HaTorah. So what do you mean Konsa B'Yom HaKippurim? If all you need is Erisin, okay, you know what? Erisin on Shabbos, Yom Kippur is Nisa Rabbanan. Yeah, but if we're dealing with Nisuin, well, what is Nisuin? If Nisuin is Yichon Arei Leviya, so, how does that work? So that's the difficult, the Rambam Shita, no? Yesh Kopel Apsulos. Or Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur. So how do you resolve? How do you resolve that difficulty? So the question here is the following. When the Rambam writes that you need Yichon Arei Leviya, that din d'oraisa. And the Rambam writes that means you can't have a chupas nida. And therefore the nisun is not gomer and vadayin nechshav karusa. Is there any reason the Rambam picks on nida? The Rambam emphasizes nida? One could have thought of so many cases, no? The definition of nisun is yichon arei leviya. So whenever bia is permitted, fine. Whenever that is forbidden, you cannot have nisuin. What's an example of yisurei bia? The Torah is filled with examples of yisurei bia, no? A mitzri, an adom, imo avi, a grusha, an almana, a ba'ula. There's so many examples of Yisurei Bia. Take a look at the Rambam's Hilchos Yisurei Bia. You know how many lavim the Rambam counts? No? The 36. Now the Rambam has a whole list, no? The Rambam's Hilchos Yisurei Bia, the Rambam's about to count 36 lavim in one essay. The essay is Basula Yikach, and a whole list of lavim, right? Everyone you're allowed to marry. Well, what? No. So, okay, you know, I don't expect the Rambam to give me 36 examples. You know, but is there anything unique about Nida that the Rambam writes that indeed is true? That you can't have Nisun with cases of Nida? And what about Grush L'Kohen Gadol? And what about Amar L'Kohen? What about Chavi Esei? What about other Chavi Lavim? No, why does the Rambam specifically write that? Now that's like a fascinating issue. No. What is the status of the Isser Nida? What is the status of an Isser Nida? So we've discussed in earlier shiurim, guess what? That's a huge machlokas rishonim. Whether Nida is bichlal ha'arayas. Is Nida called an Isser Erev? Because when we think about Gili Arayos, what comes to mind? Well, number one, it's Nisr Bia. That's true. Number two is that there's a certain onesh, no? We assume halacha that the shita of Shimon HaTimni, that it means Kareis or Misa. In order to be called Arayos, you know what? You need at least Kareis or Misa. Okay, good. Okay. So it has to be Nisr Bia. Kareis or Misa. Typically, when it comes to arayos, there's no tefisas kedushin. There's no tefisas kedushin by arayos. We discussed, there's no tefisas kedushin by ish, no? Two possibilities, no? Pnei Yeshua, Avnei Miluim. Right? Avnei Miluim, because it's an erva, ish is arayos. There's no tefisas kedushin. What's another nafkamina? The vada zamamze. That was what we pointed out, Oder Chazanish, no? How can the Pnei Yeshua say, "Ooh, there's no Tvisa Asur because of Kinyan"? It's Mefurish in the Gemara that if a Vlad is born through this Servatius Ish, the Vlad is a Mamzer because it's Arayos. No? What was the Teretz we discussed a couple months ago? No? Yeah, of course, you need Arayos to create Mamzerus. But Tvisas Kedushin doesn't require Arayos. It's that's a function of Kinyan. And Lamay Nafkamina, Shivcha Charufa, no? That Pnei Yeshua, Gitmem Dalit, oh, wow. So normally when I say something is an Isser Erva, Isser Ebiya, Kares, Misa, Tvisas Kedushin, the Vlad is a Mamzer, maybe we can add to the list, Arayos is Yarag Vayavar, no? Maybe when it comes to Arayos, there's an Isser Yichud, there's an Isser Chibuk V'Nishuk. There are a lot of halachas that fall into place once I argue that this is an Isser Erva. This is an Isser Erva. So let me ask you the following question. Mm-hmm. And what about when it comes to Nida? What about when it comes to Nida? So when I look at my list, you know what? Whoa. Right? Is Nida Isser Ebiya? Absolutely is. No? Does it meet the bar of Kares or Misa? Absolutely yes. No? Kares. Does it meet the requirement of Isa Itfisa Skadushin? Absolutely no. No? That's how we began. No? After all, Usihini Dasa Alav. Usihini Dasa Alav. No? That's Yvamos Tafem Tes. Abaye. Hakomodim. Hakomodim. There's Tfisa Skadushin. Whoa. And guess what? Hakol modim she'ein havlad bamzer. So Nida already kind of splits that some of the requirements of Ayos are there. Yisrei be with the chiyuv kares, but others itvisas kedushin mamzerus is not. So you know what? You have to argue that there's something unusual about. So that really is the question. Should I argue as follows? That the fact that there's Tfisas Kedushin, the Vlad is not a Mamzer, is an obvious giveaway that Nida is not Bichlal Harayos. You're Chayiv Kares. You're Chayiv Kares for Achiyan Yom Kippur also. You're Chayiv Kares for Malachan Yom Kippur. You're Chayiv Kares for Malachan Shabbos. You're Chayiv Kares, even though it is not one of the or can I argue everything from the opposite direction? Nida isn't Parshas Achrimos. Nida isn't Parshas Kedoshin. It's an Isser Bia. There's a chiyuv kares. It is arayos, but you're right. There's a gzeras akosuv usi nidas alav. Despite the fact that it's brachal arayos, nonetheless there is tvisas kedushin. Nonetheless, the Vlad is not considered to be a mamzer. That's a huge machlokas the Rambam and Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam writes that nida is not called gili arayos, and the Rambam, who consistently will see, writes that nida is bichlal. That indeed is the Rambam Shita. In a word, perhaps when you see this is true, we'll have to see the Rayas. You know what the answer will be? There's no Tfisas Kedushin Ba'arayos. There's no Tfisas Nisuin Ba'arayos. That's the Chiddush of the Rambam Shita. And even if there's a Pasuk Usihi Nidasa Alav, that there's Tfisas Kedushin Benida, despite the fact that it is Nisra Erva, but there is no Tfisas Nisuin. But what the Rambam suggests about Nida, one would not argue is true about in Isra of Yom Kippur, Yumadaf Yugimel, is not true of a Grusha Lekohen or an Aman Lekohen Gadol. And there the Rambam will agree that Yesh Chuppah Lepsulos. Ein Chuppah Ba'arayos, but Yesh Chuppah Lepsulos. So let's have to fill in the blanks to see how consistent the Rambam Sheikh indeed is. But these are the kashas. Take a look at the Ran, and this will be fundamental just in terms of the Hagdar of what exactly is the Knesset Rosh Hashanah.